Welcome to the Get Real Podcast.
I'm Christina Boschman.
And I'm Gianna Robustiano. We are so excited that you are here.
What is Get Real all about? It's about you creating your best life.
Are you ready to get real?
If we're human beings, why do we spend all our time doing?
Such an interesting question.
Yeah. It's one of those things that I remember recognizing probably about 20 years ago now. I had a guy, I was dating him at the time, and I remember just sitting on the couch. My life was super, super busy at that time. I had a corporate job. My kids were younger. I was having to run them all over the place, take care of the house, shopping, everything that you have to do. Plus, I could never stand a dirty house, so I was always cleaning. And I remember just sitting on the couch with him, and it was a sunny day. And all of a sudden, I said to him, you know, I really want to just spend time. I just want to be. That's all I want to do. I want to be this afternoon. And that's the very first time that ever popped into my head to even think that.
That's huge. I mean, even that concept of like human beings, not doings. Mm-hmm. So much of the time in this world, we get so busy and distracted and we're doing constantly. We don't think that's what we're supposed to be.
Well, I think too, in our culture, because we're such a work-based culture, and, you know, I learned years ago that doing is masculine energy and being is feminine energy. And in our culture, people that have that more masculine energy that are getting the ones that are getting the raises and the claps on the back. So other people are looking at it and they're saying, well, I want to get another raise too, or I want to get a promotion and I want my kids to be able to do this. So I'm going to take them to team sports and get them used to being part of a team so that they can rise up in the world. So everybody's all stressed out and they're not balanced. Because I remember a friend of mine who's taken me to the airport. I was in Chicago visiting my friend Chirp, and her husband was dropping me off at the airport. And he said to me, he goes, you always have had such masculine energy. And I'm thinking, I do?
What?
Yeah. This was probably like 5 years ago.
So random.
And I was, and that's it. It was so incredibly random. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, well, you know, you're always getting things going and getting things done. Like he wasn't, you know? Mm-hmm. Of course, he was a guy. But, and my friend, Chirp, she's very, very much, she's a being person. Mm-hmm. She's like one of the nicest people that I know. She's so calm all the time because she's just in this place of being. But I remember taking the time to think about that on the plane ride on the way home and realizing, boy, he's absolutely right. I don't give myself much time to just be. Even though I had that first recognition of it 20 years ago, I was in such a habit of doing all the time. Like, I want to move this project ahead. And, ooh, I had a really cool idea. You know, we could do this. And it is important to recognize in yourself where you're out of balance with the masculine and the feminine energy.
Yeah, and that's something that you don't hear many people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be an interesting topic to go deeper into and for just to research more on that. Check out where you are. And I feel like you were saying, in the society, it's all doing. And we need to do the next thing and the next thing. And what's next? Sometimes it's hard to just stop for some people, or they don't know how to because they're in such a deep habit of always doing that. Maybe they saw their parents do that. So then they think,
I think that's the way to be.
Right.
They can either, they'll go one of two ways like that. They'll either, I want to be just like my parents and I want to succeed in our country. You succeed by doing.
Mm-hmm.
But doing can lead to serious burnout.
Yeah.
If you're not careful. Like I went and I did a little research on burnout. Like, what are symptoms of burnout? So the first one is feeling tired and drained all the time.
And that is something I'm sure a lot of people experience. And that's not good if you're getting yourself to a place of burnout. And I'm sure we've all have done that, but you don't feel good and it might cause illness too.
Yeah, I did that to myself big time. Just about a year ago, I did a crash and burn after just completely burning myself out. Remember that?
Yeah.
I took like a month off. I was like, I am so burned out.
And that stuff happens. And it's so important to realize when you need a break and just like stop. Or in my calendar, I've put in times to relax, which sounds weird to schedule time. But if I don't see in my calendar, like something under like Saturday, relax, then I'm going to be like, I need to do something. And it's something that was deep inside of me.
Right. Which most people do.
Yeah. We all do it, but it's something that I'm practicing is relaxing. And I'm liking it. It's fun to relax and have nothing to do sometimes. And
then read a book. Imagine that.
And you feel refreshed too. Mm-hmm. And then you won't go through those long periods of like, I need to take a month off. And, you know, you have more energy to go and do stuff when you have relaxed. It's like you're recharging your battery. You know, you're drained. You drained right. your battery out and you can plug yourself
in. Patch yourself back in. Yeah, so another one is feeling helpless, trapped, or defeated. Mm-hmm. Having a cynical or negative outlook.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
I think there's a lot of people like that. All you got to do is go on YouTube or TikTok these days and see all the people with negative and cynical outlooks.
Right. Because you're frustrated. You're doing all the time.
Right. And they don't even realize that by adding more content, there's more people going to be frustrated and burned out because they just can't just sit in the space and just be. They just pick up their phone. Oh, I got 10 minutes. Let me look at TikTok or let me look at YouTube.
Especially like I can't imagine the social media world, the creators of different videos. I'm like, I need to put another video and another video out and another. And I have to put this thing up because I'm under contract. And you know, there's...
Right. And I think I told you I was talking with a social media person. And he said to me, you should put out 5 to 7 videos every day. Reels.
That's so crazy.
I was like, really? Who's got time to do that? And think about it. There was no social media. It's a huge industry of people putting out 5 to 7 videos a day. How many of those videos are anybody even going to see?
Right.
And you're spending the time putting the videos out, and then people are feeling compelled to watch them rather than give themselves a half hour break and sit quietly on the couch and read a book.
Yeah. Some people are just so deep in that habit. And then they get frustrated and angry, or maybe they're angry at themselves or not taking a break. And it's just like all of this stuff that comes up, and it creates a big ball of something, nothing fun. And then you got to take care of yourself.
Right. After. Like I have one client, and he told me one day he just 4 hours was just gone. He went on TikTok. And he called me the next day and he said, I lost 4 hours on TikTok. And I said, well, did you at least see anything good? He said, I don't remember.
That's terrifying. And I'm also guilty of that happening. And that's why it's so important to be aware. Like maybe on a bad day, I just want to distract.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same thing, it's like an hour went by. Oh my God, I just took an hour away from my life.
Right.
And what did I see? Nothing.
Right, because what's happening? It's just stuff flooding into your brain and it's causing cognitive overload, which is totally stressing people out, which brings us to another symptom of burnout, which is self-doubt and feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah, that's huge.
Loss of motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you are feeling self-doubt, you're feeling completely overwhelmed, you do lose your motivation because you don't know where to start. And from there comes procrastination, because I learned myself, I think it was last year or the year before, that the things I procrastinate on is because I feel overwhelmed with them. If I have to learn another piece of technical software or something, and I'll just keep procrastinating on it because I don't I'm overwhelmed by the idea of having to dig in and learn all the intricacies and figure out how to use it.
And that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Why people procrastinate on stuff.
Right.
I never thought about it in that way, but it is true.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and that definitely creates a lot of chaos in your head too, because you're just like, oh, I got to get to that. I got to get to that. I'm going to do this instead.
And then you start beating yourself up too, because you didn't do it yet.
Right.
Everybody that I know that are procrastinators, they're mad at themselves a lot because I promised myself that I was going to get that done and I still haven't gotten it done. And now I'm up against a deadline and I'm all stressed out because I have to have it done by 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of did that myself yesterday on something that I needed to get in for a program that I'm working on. Because I was having difficulty writing what the program was going to be, like in very specific language. They want it written out very, very specifically. I sat there. I swear, I started working on it 5 days in a row. It was due on Friday, and I started it on Monday. I'm like, I just can't get the language on this. Tuesday, yeah, I need to do that. Wednesday, yeah, I need to do that. Thursday, I need to do that. And then yesterday, I came in here and I was, oh man, I have to get that done. And I started writing. And then, of course, my mind's going blank because I know that I absolutely have to get it done. And I was totally stressing myself out. Oh, to procrastinate.
Yeah, don't. I used to do that all the time in school. And
did you?
Yeah. And I was stressed all the time. And then I would get mad at myself. I mean, we can talk about procrastination on another episode, but there are reasons why that happens too, that you can go deeper into that. It's like, oh, well, I didn't get a good grade on my test. That's because I procrastinated, and you're using that as an excuse or something.
Yep, I didn't study.
I didn't study, so whoops. But that is not a good thing to get into. So, but these are all different things that are signs of burnout. And also, this could affect various areas of your life.
Absolutely, you know, it can affect relationships. That's the big part,
yeah, the
right?
Huge one that I was thinking about. I mean, if you're burnout, if you're stressed all the time, you're not yourself. That's something that I've been learning a lot lately. When you're in stress mode, that's not you at your core.
Right.
You're just this uncomfortable space, and you might be being mean to people, or you're
snappish.
Yeah,
yeah.
Crabby as Cordell would say, my boyfriend. He's like, are you being crabby again? Or like, you call me Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob or something. But he makes little nicknames. Because yes, sometimes I can be crabby and get into that stressful mode.
Right.
And it does get into your relationship, because mm-hmm. then you might fight about dumb things or whatever it is. Or you're in that habit of doing all the time that you're not spending time with your significant other. And that can create many other issues.
I think lots of relationships have broken up or been seriously strained because they haven't taken time as a couple to be.
Yeah. And that is so crucial in your relationship. I have a friend, she and her fiance, they schedule date nights all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important to do. And I also borrow that. I was like, I'm going to do that too and make that a priority to have date nights and to have that time to be with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year I was busy all the time and I didn't have time to see the person that I lived with, like, because I was always out and about, and that was an issue for a little bit, but then we fixed it by just spending more time together.
Yeah,
and
it's
making
like
time.
Let's do something together every week, or at least once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and that is so important. And this year I made it a priority to like take time off, like I was saying, scheduling time on the weekends so I can have openness to do things with my boyfriend and my friends and family. And that time is so important for yourself to have just an openness in your schedule. That's
right.
Important.
So why is it important to practice being? I think that that's a question to ask. It's very, very important. One of the things that so many people want to know in their life is, what is my purpose?
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know what your purpose is if you don't really know who you are? Beyond the fact that whatever hair color, eye color, that you work someplace, that you have children, whatever the case may be, that you like chocolate ice cream, whatever it is, who are you? Like, who am I?
And when you're in that space of being and quietness, you can ask yourself those questions and dig into, who am I? What do I need right now? And dive into that. Because you can't do that when you're busy 24/7 around the clock and you don't have a moment to stop and take a look at everything that's going on in your life,
or right,
look at yourself and how you're feeling inside. That's so important. And a lot of people don't do that because they might be distracted with social media or their jobs. There's so many different things.
It is such an important thing to stop and think about, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy to take that time and just be quiet.
No, it's something you got to practice.
When my kids were young, I used to get up at 4 o'clock every day so I could get out and take a walk and be back by 4:30 so that I could have a half an hour before they started waking up to just sit with myself.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was super busy in my career at that point, and I was trying to figure out, who am I in the big scheme of things? Where do I fit? We were talking about this later, you know. I've always felt, like a lot of people say, well, where do I belong? I don't know. I have always known that I belong here.
Right.
Wherever here is.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's taken me an entire lifetime to figure out is, where do I fit? Because I didn't understand who I was. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
And it changes as you mature.
Yeah, that's an ongoing process.
Right.
As you're growing through your life and experiencing different things that happen, that's an ongoing question for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that we don't talk about very much. It's so personal, and we don't know how to be personal with ourselves because we're always in relationship with other people.
Mm-hmm.
We forget to have a relationship with ourselves.
Yeah. And you'll hear some people say, like, you need to have a relationship with yourself before getting in a relationship with another person, or focusing on yourself. And some people just like glaze over that, but it is so important to have that time. I remember talking to someone years ago and they said that to me. They're like, you really need to have a relationship with yourself. Take yourself out on a date, or like just go for a walk with yourself.
Get
like,
comfortable being by yourself.
Yeah.
I remember really taking the time to get comfortable with going out to dinner by myself. And I would leave my phone home because I wanted to be comfortable going to dinner by myself with no phone.
That's a good thing to practice and to do. At first, it's uncomfortable-ish, but then you get comfortable being by yourself, and it's enjoyable.
It truly is.
It's so fun, like, hanging out with yourself. I did not like it years ago,
mm-hmm.
And then I started getting goofy and dancing and doing weird things and just laughing at myself and hanging out with myself, and it's fun. Like, I have the best time with myself.
Oh, me too. I'm always dancing around. It's just one of those things that I know myself, and I know that I have to express these things. I don't need to express them to other people.
No.
But I do need to express them in my environment. And mm-hmm. There's days when all I want to do is dance. Days all I want to do is sing. And not that I get to do that all day, but, you know, just get up from my desk and start singing and dancing around. And the cat, I think he finds it very entertaining. But maybe not. Maybe he's saying, who is this crazy person?
Who is this person? That's like when I used to dance around my room and my dog at the time would just like look at me like, in a judgy way, but not just curious. She's like, what is this girl doing? And I would just like do this weird dance move in front of the mirror, just like laugh at myself hysterically. I mean, I still do that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's fun to have those moments with yourself and get to know you.
Right. And I think that one of the things that it's super important to talk about, especially these days, is turn off your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Give yourself half an hour every day with your phone off. Not turned down, but turned off. The other day, I was doing a Reiki session on a woman, and I turned off all my notifications on my phone because I wanted to play the music. And for some reason, something buzzed on my phone. And I noticed it, and I said, well, I went, as soon as she left, I went onto Amazon, and I ordered a CD player. Because I thought, there are times where I do not want my phone. Honestly, I'm getting sick of my phone. I even bought a watch because a lot of times I feel that I keep my phone with me so I know what time it is. So I went and I bought myself a watch a couple weekends ago, and I've just been leaving my phone. I don't want to be a slave to it. And I feel as though they are really starting to cause an issue in our society.
Definitely.
Everybody's addicted to their phones. They don't know how to sit and just be.
Mm-mm.
And we need to, with all this craziness that's going on in the world, we need to understand who we are and what we bring to the situation that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe that when we know ourselves, we know how to be peaceful.
And that's huge.
Right.
That saves you a lot of trouble and sadness and unnecessary situations in your life when you're in a peaceful state.
Right. Plus, that vibration of peace goes out for those in the world that understand the idea of the light worker. Those of us that are light workers, the whole idea of being a light worker is to stay peaceful and shine your light and put that vibration out around you. I can't remember if we talked about this on podcast before, but my husband's a great one for listening to podcasts and then coming out of the room, waving his hands around, these idiots, and don't they understand? And
you won't believe.
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 months ago, he came down into my office here and he was going on about something. And I said, you know what? We have absolutely no control what anyone is saying. And these days, we don't even know what's true mm-hmm. anymore. I watched something this morning about Governor Hochul, because we're in New York State,
mm-hmm.
Going to the funeral of a police officer that was killed in New York City. And I looked at 6 or 7 different videos that I think it was MSNBC said they brought her in there and lovingly let her put her hand on the casket and all that. And then on the other side of it, that the family asked her to leave, and they all had different videos showing the same thing, different interpretations of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, if you want to understand, just what I did is I just went and typed it. You know, Governor Hochul goes to police officer funeral. And I said, anybody that doesn't believe that there's all different stories out there, mm-hmm. and they're disturbing.
Yeah.
Because what you don't know what's real. We don't know. The only thing we would know is if we drove down to New York City and we talked to that guy's wife.
Right.
She's the only one that knows the truth of that. And like I said, I looked at 7 different videos and I couldn't believe how different they all were, how they all showed the story differently.
And that just goes to show, like, the things that you're seeing on your news feed, they're not going to be the same as the things that you're seeing on your friend's news feed. It's all different stories, all
right.
different angles. Like,
so why waste your time?
Right.
When you can get to know yourself, you can learn how to be more peaceful in yourself, and then understand what you bring to the table at mm-hmm. this particular time in history when things are really changing.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you fit?
And ask yourself
that. Ask yourself that. Do I need to be distracting myself with videos all day long? Or can I take a half an hour a day, turn my phone off, and get to know myself a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that I can understand.
Exactly. I mean, you're you're living with yourself, right?
Right.
This is your body. Your body's your home.
And you're the only one that lives there.
Yeah. Nobody else. Nobody else. Why are you focusing on other people's homes? Focus on your own home.
Yeah. And I'll bring up that quote again that I had mentioned last week or a couple weeks ago that, you know, people stopped living when they started watching other people live.
Right. It's so true. And to think on that and ask yourself where you're at. Maybe you're already doing this stuff, or maybe you're not, but this is inspiring you to do so. And you never know what can come through when you just focus on yourself. And maybe there's something within you that you haven't even tried yet. And
right.
And maybe you'll find that when you take a moment to just be with yourself.
Yeah. So just start to recognize in yourself, you know, are you burned out? Like, are you tired and drained? Are you feeling detached? Do you feel helpless and trapped?
Check in.
Check in with yourself. So many times people don't check in with themselves because they're afraid of what they're going to see.
Right. And why not just ask yourself those questions?
And that's why we're Get Real. That's what this is all about.
Get real with
yourself. Get real with yourself, because that's how you build resilience, emotional intelligence, authenticity, and limitless opportunity to have a new experience in your life.
And how awesome does that sound?
Totally awesome, man. Anyway, we'll wrap it up there. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're ready to get real, follow us on social media. The links are below. And check out our website, www.manifestingmiraclestogether.com.
Is there someone you know who is ready to get real? If so, then do them a favor and share this episode.
Until next time.